This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Okay, now here's a question. What is the best age for innovation? Are you more innovative in your 20s or your 50s? Well, the answer that Tom Agin has come up with may surprise you. He's managing partner at Rivia, an innovation and brand consultancy, and he joins me now here in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you say that the image we have of an innovator as like a Mark Zuckerberg kind of person, some young guy in his dorm somewhere coming up with the next big thing, is all wrong.
Correct. That is a complete fallacy. In fact, the real innovators are average about age 40. In fact, if you think about an innovator, they need to spend more time explaining their innovations. So if you really want to see innovators becoming public and being effective, they're more like age 50.
Well, give me an example of that kind of a person. Who would we know that is an innovator at that age?
Well, Steve Jobs.
Okay,
so Steve Jobs had almost 40 years in personal technology. And that was the point where he became very, very productive, creating the iPhone, the iPad, the iPod.
And the reason that you bring this up is because you say that companies are basically too focused on trying to keep and bring in and retain younger workers at the expense of their older workers who may be more innovative.
Right, exactly. They're trying to manage down the age of the workforce for a very, very good reason, is that it lowers their cost.
Right.
So younger workers, the healthcare costs are lower, retirement costs are lower, compensation is lower. So what they're doing makes complete sense. The problem is it's extremely disruptive to innovation.
Now, forgive me for being skeptical about this, but don't you fall into that category? I mean, how old are you?
Yes, this is a bit self-serving, I admit. I am 52 years old.
All right. So you're a perfect innovator, right?
Yes, exactly. Well, I mean, I've had a lot of great new ideas, or I've had a lot of new ideas. You have to judge whether or not they're great. But it's been interesting, even the last 6 months or so, as I've become more and more focused on trying to understand the underlying factors of innovation, I keep coming up with new ideas. And sometimes I'm worried whether I will, but they keep popping up.
The interesting thing about this is that you would think that the younger people would sort of have a stronger imagination. They'd be able to use that creatively in their work.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's two things going on here. One is you need more experience to innovate. I led a study when I was at the Nielsen Company. And in that study, we looked at consumer packaged goods companies like Kraft and P&G. And we looked at what was the most important factors driving innovation. Well, it turns out the number one factor is learning from past experiences, learning from successes and failures. Now that we've moved into a knowledge-based world, now it turns out experience becomes much more important.
Tom Agin is managing partner of Rivia, which is an innovation and brand consultancy. Thank you so much for coming in.
It's great to be here.